Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Well, good morning. If you are wondering whether to watch Thugs of Hindustan, well, don't. There, we just saved you some precious hours and some money. A good cue for us to head over to the auditorium today. It is 9th November 2018, and we look at what the real thugs are up to and how this government is heading to earn the title of Thup or Fail of Hindustan. So what if the present government couldn't bring about any smart city? At least they have the smarts to keep the fools fooled by changing the names of many cities. After Ram's victory over Faizabad, which is now known as Ayodhya, the next city to be conquered will be Ahmedabad. And in case you missed it, Lucknow will soon be called Lakshmanpuri. Anything that sounds Muslim, change it, because you know it's easier to fight and win a battle when there is no one to oppose or fight against. And as for the capital, New Delhi, it is once again the most polluted city on earth. Maybe changing its name to Indraprasth will help get rid of this title. While we were away, hope you celebrated 8th of November anniversary of legalized loot, the brainchild of Sanskari Chaddis and the chief tea vendor, the demonetization disaster. If you didn't, it's okay. Not all achievements of the government can be recalled. There are so many. If you have anything to say against it, well, then in the words of Virat Kohli, find another country to live in. While you debate whether to leave the country or not, let's move to what was making news. First up, the update on what the government likes to call CBI versus CBI. The CBI director Alok Verma on Thursday met Central Vigilance Commissioner K.B. Chaudhary and is said to have refuted corruption charges leveled against him by his deputy and special director in the probe agency, Rakesh Asthana. The Supreme Court had on the 26th of October asked the CVC to complete within 2 weeks its inquiry into allegations against Mr. Verma leveled by Mr. Asthana. And that was about CBI versus CBI. What has the keen administrator, the ruler whose management style will put Jeff Bezos to shame, has successfully been able to bring is another clash out in the open. This time it is army versus the police, and it's happening in the sensitive area of Arunachal Pradesh. Well, the tussle between the Arunachal police and the army's second Arunachal scouts scaled up yesterday after the IPS association jumped in take a shot at the army by sharing a now viral video which shows the concerned commanding officer or the CO threatening a policeman for having initiated an inquiry into two soldiers from the battalion who allegedly misbehaved with civilians and the policemen on the 2nd of November. Basically what happened was the jawans that were led by officers of the 2nd Arunachal Scouts went rogue. They vandalized the police station while hurling abuses at the deputy commissioner and the superintendent of police. Quoting the SP Banthia, the Indian Express reported that the CO came in with a horde of soldiers and the major who had met the policeman on Friday, while the communique states that the scuffle between the police station broke out because of the cops. Banthia claims that it was the CO who abused the policeman. The soldiers then reportedly left, only to return with more soldiers in trucks, allegedly armed with light machine guns or the LMGs, and the policemen called in the CRPF for additional support, according to the SP who told the Indian Express. As for Kiran Rijiju, he and the defense minister, who were in Arunachal to celebrate Diwali with the troops, have spoken an appeal that the incident not be treated as army versus the police. And on to Taliban, and we don't mean the RSS and its ilk, though both are two sides of the same coin, but in a first, yes, there are always only firsts under Shri Narendra Modi ji. India yesterday said it will participate in the meeting being hosted by Russia on Afghanistan at a non-official level in Moscow, where representatives of the Taliban will be present. Well, even if it is non-official level, you've just gone and legitimized a terror organization by sitting with them on the same table. But chor chor mausere bhai, your birds of a feather flock together. And well, talking of birds and flying, the aviation regulator DGCA has asked Jet Airways and SpiceJet to take corrective action to address possible issues with their Boeing 737 MAX planes that could lead to significant altitude loss of the aircraft, according to a senior official. The latest directive follows advisories issued by U.S. watchdog Federal Aviation Administration, or the FAA, and Boeing after the crash of a Boeing 737 MAX plane operated by Indonesia's Lion Air last month. Currently, Jet Airways and SpiceJet fly Boeing 737 MAX planes in India. Together, there are at least six such aircraft with the two carriers. We're talking about planes, we move to pilots, and the United Kingdom has finally decided to go with the trend of statues that is doing the global trend. But theirs is not about mythical kings from ancient era or of political leaders. The campaign, part of an initiative by the Armed Forces charity, There But Not There, involves the installation of 3 6-foot figures of World War I soldiers in the FCO to represent the contribution of Commonwealth servicemen from Asia, the Caribbean, the Australasia, and Canada. Among them is Hardit Singh Malik, the first Indian to fly with the British Royal Flying Corps. Nearly 2 million Indian servicemen served in the First World War. Malik initially failed to qualify for the corps, but went to be the sole Indian aviator to emerge alive from the war. And on to international news, where Donald Trump was claiming victory not just in elections, but also by revoking the entry of CNN reporter who dared to argue with the Donald. But keeping all that aside, we move to Ethiopia, where police in Ethiopia say they have discovered a mass grave with 200 bodies near the border between Somalia and Oromia regions of the country. Former President Mr. Abdi Mohamed was forced to resign in August and was arrested weeks later after violence broke out in the regional capital, Jijiga. He's alleged to have overseen widespread rights abuses, including torture, rape and killings during his 13-year rule. And on to our last news for the day and also for this week. Well, hundreds of buffaloes have drowned in a river on the border between Botswana and Namibia. Early investigations suggest the herd was being chased by lions and ran into the river, according to the Botswana authorities. The authorities estimate that roughly 400 buffaloes died. People living in the area collected the buffaloes and took them home to eat. They had permission to do so. Clearly a case of when life gives you lemons, but change the gear to when life gives you weekend. Make them useful and healthy. That and a goodbye is the wish for you for today. We will be back on Monday now, so take care from takeapart.in.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.